Welcome to the Neurology Live Mind Moments podcast. Tune in to hear leaders in neurology sound off on topics that impact your clinical practice. I'm your host, Marco Meglio, editor with Neurology Live. In this episode, we sat down with Dr. Douglas Vida, an assistant professor of neurology at Cleveland State University, who discussed a pilot study testing the neural sleeve from Psionic in patients with multiple sclerosis and gait dysfunction. He provided insight on the function and feasibility of this functional electrical stimulation approach, along with some of the greatest takeaways from the study. In addition, he spoke on the next steps for advancing this treatment, as well as some of the ongoing issues with tackling gait in MS. Let's dive in.
With the neural sleeve, what it does is it allows for functional electrical stimulation of multiple muscle groups. Previous devices have only usually permitted stimulation of one muscle at a time. So the advantage of that is we can customize the amount of stimulation that individuals are getting based on the need that they have for their individualized gait impairment. And then it does that also through array-based electrode placement, which allows us to tune the stimulation to specific locations on the leg, and that makes it a lot more functional in terms of initial setup for individuals, and it makes it a lot simpler for them when they're at home to be able to control their stimulation parameters on their own. So I would say that the primary advantage versus kind of previous techniques, especially with individuals with drop foot, a lot of them will wear a standard ankle foot orthosis, which is a passive device that helps eliminate the drop foot, but it doesn't allow them to really work on their muscle strength or trying to get those muscles to fire again. And so the neural sleeve, at being an active device, assists and helps to overcome those same issues, but also helps to promote kind of strength gains and kind of neurological timing.
Functional electrical stimulation has previously been used for patients with multiple sclerosis to manage foot drop. However, it is commonly limited to stimulating only one muscle group. Here's Dr. Vida on the feasibility of using the neural sleeve and how patients can individualize their treatment.
From a feasibility standpoint, it is designed in a way that makes it really functional for home use and for participants or patients to be able to put it on themselves and operate it themselves. So the sleeve itself uses a simple Velcro system, and it has really good alignment guidelines for it. And then everything that the sleeve does is controlled through a phone app that's been optimized for participant use. So once they have their sleeve on, they can open up their app and they're presented with the modules that they need in order to say, I'm ready to start walking. They can click that button. It'll ask them to confirm their settings, and if they're good, they click go, and the device uses its algorithms to adjust the stimulation based on their individual walking pace. And then the other aspect of the ease of use for the patients is the fact that at any time they can adjust things. So if it's getting later in the day and they're feeling a little more tired, they can increase stimulation if they need to, or if the stimulation is a little high and they want to do more effort on their own, then they can drop that down and kind of do adjustments on the fly.
We're going to take a quick break from our conversation with Dr. Vida to keep you up to date on the latest developments in neurology. Welcome to the Neurology News Minute. Here's what you may have missed since our last episode. First, on July 15th, new interim data from the Phase 1-2 SUNRISE-FA trial and an investigator-initiated trial showed that LX2006, an investigational gene therapy, was safe and well-tolerated with improvements in cardiac biomarkers among patients with Friedreich ataxia cardiomyopathy. An independent data and safety monitoring board has ruled that the drug may proceed to an additional higher dose cohort expected to include at least 3 patients with the disease. The following day, the FDA granted approval for Anovis investigational agent Buntatap to transition to a new solid crystal form for future clinical trials. This will ultimately allow for the company to conduct a comparative study between the old and new forms of the therapy in a small, single-dose bioavailability study in humans as part of the transition process. And finally, a day later, on July 17th, Endo, a specialty pharmaceutical company, issued a voluntary recall of one lot of clonazepam orally disintegrating tablets, an approved anti-seizure medication, due to a mislabeling issue with the packaging. All told, the product lot showed an incorrect strength on the cartons of some packs with strengths of 0.125 milligrams and not 0.25 milligrams. For more information about these stories, head to neurologylive.com or you can check out the corresponding link in the show notes. And now, back to our conversation with Dr. Vita.
For this study, what we did was we had 8 individuals with multiple sclerosis. They came to our research lab at Cleveland State, and these were all individuals who had no experience with the neural sleeve before. And what we really wanted to look at was if we could kind of instantaneously improve ankle kinematics, which just means can we make their foot move in a way that is going to be advantageous for their walking. So all 8 of our participants in the study had self-reported having foot drop and weakness that led to that foot drop. And so when an individual has foot drop, what we really want to do is we want to make sure that we can get their foot to raise up when they are getting ready to have the heel strike the ground. And we also want to make sure that we can kind of keep their foot flat. We don't want them to land on the outside edge of their foot because that can be a risk for falls. So with the individuals, they came to the lab and they did multiple walks where we could characterize just their normal walking without any simulation at all. And then after that, we did a tuning with them. We set up the device, we showed them how it operated. We went through all the stimulation parameters with them. And after we did that initial setup, then we had them repeat the walking trials that they had done before, but this time using the neural sleeve stimulation and having it facilitate their walking. So overall, the main outcomes that we were looking at was we wanted to see if we could increase dorsiflexion angle, so being able to pick those toes up as they were walking, and we wanted to be able to level out the foot, so decrease the inversion that we saw. In all 8 of our participants, we saw that we were able to just by tuning and turning on the stimulation, increase their dorsiflexion, and it was a significant increase across the sample from walking without the stimulation to walking with the sleeve. And then in terms of the inversion, we also saw a significant ability to get rid of the inversion or level out the foot as they walked in the participants. So the neural sleeve was able to just essentially in one time of use improve the ankle kinematics for all these individuals.
The study was a pilot trial, which was small scale and featured only 8 patients with multiple sclerosis. Here's Dr. Vita on the next steps in advancing this therapeutic approach for treating gait in multiple sclerosis.
In terms of this trial, we have kind of moved on to now doing a pilot trial of analyzing the effects that the sleeve has on individuals when they use it for home use. So that's the intention of the device, is that patients will have it, you know, every day throughout their day-to-day life, and they can use it for all situations. So we're currently working on a pilot trial of having individuals who are using the sleeve at home, and then they're coming into the research lab and we're measuring their walking on a pressure-sensitive walkway to be able to really quantify that well. And we're measuring their activity to see how the sleeve promotes them in terms of, or promotes activity for those individuals because of their walking increases in strength and smoothness. So that's the current goal, and with that goal, what we would then hope to do is submit for grant funding to do a larger trial, use this pilot data as the evidence for improvements, and use it as our ability to show the feasibility of folks being able to use this thing in their homes and not have any issues with working through the product and getting it on and off every day and everything along those lines.
Gait dysfunction or abnormal walking is a common mobility issue for patients with multiple sclerosis. Some research has shown that 50 to 80% of patients have gait and balance issues. Here's Dr. Vita one last time on some of the difficulties with treating gait and where efforts should continue to be focused going forward.
So I've been studying gait in MS for probably 10 years now at least, and You're correct. So a lot of it has rested on, well, there's pharmaceutical routes that we can take, or there's device routes that we can take. And it all comes down to basically the heterogeneous way that the symptoms present themselves in individuals. The advantage that I see with a product like the Neural Sleeve is because of the way that we can stimulate multiple muscle groups, and because of the way that we can tailor the characteristics of the stimulation itself to individuals, we have a lot of flexibility to handle individualized needs. So that's what's exciting to me about implementing the device in terms of helping gait with individuals is I have participants who come through who have a lot of spasticity, and I can tailor the stimulation to not trigger that. I have participants who come through and don't deal with that at all, but they deal with extreme muscle weakness. So we can tailor the stimulation to those needs. And so I think these approaches, where we are able to come up with methods that optimize an individual approach for an almost ubiquitous symptom, are really going to be key for continuing to help individuals with MS improve their gait. In combination with, all of their other regimens, whether it be exercise or the pharmaceuticals that they're utilizing. This is another key piece in the kind of transdisciplinary treatment structure that is there. And I think the Neural Sleeve can really help deliver for these patients when they're in the community, because they can use it and it can adapt to them, and it can give them that sense of improved gait overall.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Neurology Live Mind Moments podcast. To support the show, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And as always, for more neurology news and expert-driven content, visit neurologylive.com.